actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with like calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the School of Hard Knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think that to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. It's a Thursday night, gentlemen. We're live.
Yeah.
Food's live. I just broke my microphone holder. That's fantastic news. I'm excited about that. Jeffy, how's your night going, buddy?
Amazing. Amazing.
You got to talk for me because I got to fix my microphone.
Beers are flowing. It's Thursday night. I get to hang with my buddy, talk some shit for the people. Hope everyone's having a great night. Super excited about tonight's show. We got the Vulgar Chef on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's our homie Kyle. He's pissing people off all around this great nation of ours with amazing food. Hashtag eat like shit. Check him out at the Vulgar Chef.
This is the greatest hashtag on the planet.
Yeah, I know. I love this guy.
Honestly, I'm upset that we didn't come up with that. Like, we should have came up with that. No?
Yeah, no. This is a good brother. We've never met him, but I feel like we're kindred spirits.
Well, I'm excited to talk to him. I can't wait to see what the story is, and I'm learn more about hot dogs than I think I need to know. That's for sure. I spent a lot of time in my life learning about hot dogs up in the past few days.
Excuse me, everybody.
Yeah. Well, hey, joining the program with us too, we got our good brother Dave sitting in with us tonight. He's a fan of the Vulgar Chef. Dave, you've been around following this guy for a long time, right?
Yeah. Probably like as soon as I joined Instagram, like shortly into it, somebody's like, "Yo, check this guy out." And a lot of his posts like infuriate me, and then I get these ones. I'm like, "I would fuck with that." So it's a mix of the two. So I just he lures me back in every time I think I'm gonna go away. I was like, "I'll try that."
Wait, so you get actually getting angry at the brother? Come on, man, he's doing well.
No, 100%. I'm mad at him because it's like,
yeah, but some of it makes you angry.
Yeah.
He's got like trigger
for
food.
One. Some of this shit triggers me, but then I'm like, okay, I'll totally eat a hot dog with a Slim Jim and some cheese on it.
I didn't know a trigger food was a thing. Well, I'm excited to talk about it and learn about it. That should be a lot of fun talking to him. The Vulgar Chef joining us here in about 10 minutes. Our good brother Dan will probably join us here in a little while too. Just got to get him on. We ran a little late getting here because, it's just one of those nights, man. We're all out here out east in the Hamptons, and it is just monsooning outside. So it took me forever to get home from work. So I apologize, friends.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's that work life. Believe it or not, folks, this isn't what we do full time.
No.
At least not what I do full time.
It sounds like it because of the audio quality and the sheer Adonis noise that comes out of our mouths when we talk.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we got to do? We got to do a big shout out to our good friend, I can't really say Chef Ryan Christopher. Our good buddy Ryan Christopher, nominated for an Emmy. How about that? That's exciting. Congrats to him.
Congrats. Yeah. Not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all, but attaboy, Ryan. We love you, buddy. Congratulations. Very excited for you. Also, too, big shout out and congratulations to our good brother. And he's actually an alumni of this program, Dan Fish. He came on here, talked about digital content with us a couple years ago. Got married this past weekend, so congrats to Dan. We're very excited for you. We actually got to cater the wedding, Jeffy.
Yeah, I heard the food was great.
You were there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then the food definitely was good, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was good. It was awesome. I was very happy with it. It all went very well in the end. It all worked out. Happy client.
Absolutely.
Happy everybody. Absolutely. So, you know, it was funny to, I haven't done a wedding of that magnitude in a long time, but I think we killed it.
Yeah, we definitely killed it. I mean, if we had another one next week, there would be some stuff I would change for sure.
Well, I want to ask Dave, because Dave, yeah, I don't know how long, I mean, you've been, you know, doing the stuff that you do at your job, but like, if you were doing a catering of a plated wedding for 90 people, and it had been a while since you'd done it, what do you think the biggest issue you would have executing the wedding would be?
I don't know. I strive for perfection every day, so I try not to fuck up.
Well, first of all, you hope that Jeffy doesn't kill him, die from coughing. We hope that doesn't happen.
Someone got the Rona number 21.
That's right.
It's the marijuana.
Oh, jeez. The vitamins. Well, I'm going to tell you
what. We can say marijuana now. It's legal in Connecticut and New York.
Yeah, which might as well be the rest of the planet in my book.
Well, literally.
I mean, that's all it is. I'm going to tell you right now. The biggest issue we had some good brothers working with us come to help out, and good sisters came to help out, which was great. But we had a couple of people who helped us out with the wedding that, you know, listen, it just comes down to staffing, man. And I mean, even getting a wedding where you're paying people good money to come work a gig, it's just really tough to get great staffing. And we felt that last weekend, Jeffy, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely felt it. I mean, that's one thing I'll say that might be the hardest part of catering is staffing. And us just kind of coming in, not doing it for that long, and not having some of the people that we used to kind of rely on from our past teams that had moved on and not weren't able to join us, I definitely felt that. I felt the lack of experience.
Are you guys telling me that you missed me this weekend?
Oh, God, Dave. I'm so thankful that you said that. No, we didn't.
Hey, there you go. Sorry, Dave.
I'm just playing.
Did you guys
miss
me?
But just because we were
okay,
out.
Terrific.
Nope. It wasn't the kitchen was fantastic. We just needed more experienced people, but you just can't get it anymore. I think anywhere, everyone's having trouble getting help. And I couldn't believe, I mean, we were paying great money for the wedding, but just getting staffing, I mean, really difficult these days. I can't imagine if you're trying to staff a restaurant or a club or a catering operation and try to keep people but still maintain business. It's got to be a nightmare right now, Jeffy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I know firsthand there's a great job in Montauk. It's like good money and housing, and they're having a hard time placing it. So, I mean, yeah. I that's one of like probably 20 stories I've heard this summer.
Tons of them. Tons, you know, of them. Dave, restaurants. Hang on a second. Dave, are you guys fully staffed? Or are you still looking for, I mean, when I'm saying staff too, Dave, there's more to the staff than just the kitchen, like front of the house, like managers, yeah, bartenders. Are you guys okay? Or do you need more staff? Or
no, we need people. Like, we're trying to get some more H2Bs or J2s, whatever we can get. Like,
what,
hey,
did you just say? What the hell was that? See, that's that shit that Jesus, he does, like, right there, Jeff. Did you hear what he just did?
Yeah, he said he had HPV,
yeah,
which I always suspected.
I mean, we were not kind of, there's like a shot for it.
Stop that.
Did you get that with the Lyme?
Ooh, good question.
No. This,
is that a side effect
up.
For
warts?
Is that a thing?
Well, what are you talking about? You're using your work slang as if it's regular slang we all know.
Dude, like, I got the HPV.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me explain this to you. Like, an H2B or a J2, they're visas. They're visas to come to the U.S. and work. So where can I get two kids?
Yeah, why would I? Jeffy and I don't need anything about that. We don't need visas.
Neither do our listeners, I bet.
Nope.
So, well, now they do.
It's a great opportunity to explain what that is.
Thanks to educating everybody, Dave.
Right, so Dave, that's a great opportunity to explain what that is to people so they know.
I did just now. I segued you to ask me, like,
why is it hard? Why can't they get these visas? I'll hold your hand through it if you want.
It's tricky right now because, like, still some borders are closed down. So, like, we tried to have some workers come in from Turkey, but then they can't come, like, directly here for some reason. So they don't have to go to Mexico.
COVID? Is COVID making it harder?
A lot of COVID shit. Yeah.
Wow. Damn. So you guys normally would have some, like, you know, people coming in from different countries to work, but you can't get them because of COVID?
Exactly, yeah. Like, Turkey completely shut down their work program. So we're just,
does Turkey have great cooks or something that I don't know about?
Turkey's great, man. I'm trying to get out there.
It is good, but honey mustard, it's my favorite.
Ooh.
I love
Swiss cheese.
That's a classic. Turkey, little
Swiss,
bacon.
Little honey mustard, slice of tomato.
Ooh, oh, nice. I like a little tomato on it too. Has to be in season, though. I'm not a big fan of out-of-season tomatoes.
Yeah.
What about, like, you know, hydro or greenhouse tomatoes?
Dave, would you stop talking your nonsense? You keep bringing things up that you don't know anything about.
Hydrogen tomatoes?
Hydroplane has nothing to do with a tomato.
Hydroponic.
Yeah, I had. Listen, you can rent them out here at Montauk and take them on the lake. It's fun.
Okay,
it is fun.
I'm just gonna leave this alone. No, we're not talking. We're not talking about this. So, yeah.
Yo, shout out Black Hog Brewing Company.
Right now. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean Black Hog Brewing Company from out in Connecticut?
Yeah, man, they're a badass brewing company. I tried several beers this weekend at Dan's wedding. I'm having an Irish cream coffee milk stout.
That's
right now.
That's a damn good beer right there.
My God, I'm not a big stout guy, and this is so fucking good, dude.
We can get Tyler on the show. He's one of the owners and the head brewer out there. We should get him on. He's a good dude.
Can you save me one? I would like to try that. That sounds delicious.
I'll bring you some. Come by.
You gotta come by and see me anyway.
Yeah. Well, boys, we got a fun show tonight. We're gonna be hanging out with the Vulgar Chef here soon. I'm looking forward to making a brand new friend and talking to him. I wanted to point out, if you guys haven't done so yet, check out Seasoned, the show I do on WNPR. The podcast version of the episode is out right now. We had a conversation with Marty Duncan about July 4th food. That is, I'm telling you, it is just, listen, you come on this program, you hear terrible jokes, we tell awful chef stories. My conversation with Marty is not that, but it's highly entertaining and a lot of really good 4th of July tips and party. I was really proud of it. I listened to it driving in. It was damn good. And also, if you're interested, I toured the Hummel Hot Dog Factory, which was a lot of fun. And Jeffy, you know what tops off that program? And that program sounds interesting enough, doesn't it?
It sounds pretty awesome.
Let me tell you what tops
off. I love Marty.
Yeah, Marty's the best. Dave,
she's in my top five of all women.
Oh, that's amazing. Listen, I'll tell you what makes it tops it off. I got to talk to Mickey Sudo. She is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating World Champion. Reigning, defending, undisputed world champion. She ate 48 and a half hot dogs in 8 minutes, Dave.
Fuck. Fuck. That's, I don't even, props.
Bro.
That's all I got to say. That's,
she is the world. Them. She
literally,
is the
she
Guinness
literally inhaled
book.
Them, it sounds like.
Dude, she is the Guinness World Record holder for the most kimchi. She ate 14 pounds of kimchi in like 12 minutes.
I'm going to vomit.
I would try that.
And I'm telling you right now, she is 100 pounds of nothing, 5 foot nothing.
What?
Yeah, it's
why
crazy.
Is that such a cruel joke?
I don't know.
That's how it always goes.
Right now, I'm barely eating, and I'm a fat monster of a man.
I don't
and
know.
I want
pretty
to be
good, Jeffy.
I feel pretty good.
I
was gonna
say you're
not
a beautiful
great.
Man. Don't you ever say that about
thank
yourself,
you, Dave? You tell him, Dave. Don't put yourself down here on this program.
You guys are great. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
Let me tell you what. It was incredible. I mean, she ate 7 pounds of shrimp cocktail. It's incredible what she's done. And, it's nuts.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
We should get her on the show, Jeffy. I think it'd be a lot of. I only had about 15 minutes with
her. I want to get her out for drinks. Let's hang out.
I asked her, when you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet or go someplace and say bottomless mimosas, do you look at the sign and go, we'll see about that?
Oh, my God. I want to hang out with her so bad.
Yeah. But a lot of fun. So that episode is a lot of fun. You got to check it out. Seasoned on WNPR. You can find it anywhere you get great podcasts. I was very happy with that program.
It's a great show.
By the way, Mr. Knife, a.k.a. Mike Stibe, is chiming in from Ergo Chef. He says, back in the day, I ate 40 wings and 2 pitchers of beer in 2 hours. Let me tell you something, Mikey. That ain't nothing on what Mickey Sudo can do.
What are we talking about?
It's not even the same category.
That's not even impressive, Mike.
I mean, 2 hours?
Jesus. I know. I'm like, what are you talking about? I could eat 2 Thanksgiving dinners in 2 hours, solo.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be joined by the Vulgar Chef. We got your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Jeff is sitting in with us tonight, the one, the only Chef Dave. He made it here to the program on time. That never happens. We're excited to be with you. You got to stay right there. We'll be right back here on Plum Love Foods Live. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like 3 of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word is not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for...
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Oh, Jeffy, this show stinks, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
It does. It's awful. But here's the thing. We're proud of the fact this show stinks. If you take your butt right now to chefplum.com/store, you can grab yourself a Plum Love Foods t-shirt. Thank you, Jeffy. That says, Plum Love Foods, this show stinks. Who doesn't want that shirt?
I don't know who would not want that shirt. If you go to Chef Chef Plum.
Did I throw you for a loop there? I didn't tell you we were doing a live read, did I?
No, chefplum.com/store.
Yeah, you got
That's
great
where
shirts
there.
You
can get there. These awesome shirts. You can get masks, not that you need them because COVID's over, but if you want to wear one, because people still do it, do it. Wait,
maybe
buy one of ours.
Maybe during COVID you loved wearing a mask and you'd love to have a mask that has the Plum Love Foods logo on it and this show stinks written across your mouth. Would you want that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Church famous right on your face.
Dave, you want one of those, don't you?
Weight mop.
Yeah, just so I can hang it from my rearview mirror.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Right. We should, Jeffy, can you call them about getting those little air fresheners that look like trees?
Absolutely. I'm on it. I'm on that. I'm actually in talks with some people in Korea, too. But that's a hush-hush. We're not actually.
We got to make that happen. Check out chefplum.com/... Chefplum.com
/... Old Virginia. Here he comes.
Easy. Yee. Chefplum.com/store. Check it out. Grab yourself some Plum Love Foods gear right there. Anything you want, we got it.
Anything.
Oh boy, I don't know, Jeffy. that kind of that kind of
went
crazy.
I think we should cut that one up and use it all the time.
You like that one?
That might have been the best.
Blackslash.
Blackslash.
What does that even mean?
Blackslash. What do you like?
I don't know. Blackslash. Welcome back to Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, and of course joined by Chef Dave, hanging out with you tonight. Our next guest, boys, is a man who has gone on the internet and decided that he is going to take his chef career and use all of his skills to do nothing but incite anger in chefs all across the nation. That's right. This man has built an entire Instagram career off going on and making sure that people get angry at his post. Not only is he a talented chef, but he is also the Wiener Wizard. Jeffy, I just made that up. Hashtag Wiener Wizard. You find him all over the
Wiener
internet.
Wiener Wizard.
He is the man. We're looking forward to making a new friend tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our brand new friend, the Vulgar Chef, to the program. There he is.
Woo!
Attaboy, buddy.
Hey. The wiener wizard is here.
I mean, come on, wiener wizard's pretty
Colonel
good, isn't
Kielbasa.
It?
I like that. I'm going to go with the wiener wizard from now on.
I think that works, man. If someone called me the wiener wizard, I'd be very happy.
Yeah. That can go any way, and I'm happy about it.
It sure could. Well, brother, I don't know if you want me to call you by your name or by your moniker. You tell me what to call you first.
Yeah, man, you can just call me Kyle. We're boys now.
Awesome. Well, Kyle, we appreciate you taking time to join us here in the program. We're all big fans. We're loving what you do on the internet. If anybody can go on the internet and piss people off, that makes us very happy.
Yeah. That's my goal, and I think I wear it well.
Absolutely. Jeff, listen, he has hundreds of thousands of followers already, Jeffy, but where can people follow him if they haven't done so yet?
At The Vulgar Chef. And then you can also peep his website, thevulgarchef.com.
There you go.
He's up to all sorts of stuff, you know. He might help you build a following. Mm.
So, Kyle, let me ask you, man. I mean, before we get into all the hot dogs and straws and crazy shit, which is hysterical because you don't understand, like my other show that I do on my actual radio show job, like I went to the Hummel Hot Dog Factory in New Haven, which was incredible, and then I'm watching you put a Slim Jim inside of a hot dog. It's crazy. I can't get away from it.
Revolution.
Yeah. But, I mean, you actually are a chef, though, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Not by trade?
No, I actually just started working in the restaurant industry, like, maybe two and a half years ago. Wow. And it was in marketing.
Wow. So your actual job is not actually, I mean, you weren't like, you're not a trained chef. So you went to school or do, like, you're a marketing guy. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't even go to school for any of that. So I don't know how the fuck I got here.
That's
this is the best story ever.
He's like, dude, I worked at the grocery store for a minute, and they liked me. They gave me their Instagram. I started posting pictures of carrots.
Well, yeah, man. I don't know. There was always just a passion for food, and just sort of a passion for pissing people off. So those kind of met. They kind of met in the middle, and then the brand was just sort of born.
Dude, this is incredible. I love all of this stuff. So you're not a trained chef. You work in like a business sort of type job. And now all of a sudden you've amassed this massive following on Instagram. How long did it take to build that much?
I think I've had the Instagram since like 2013, 2004. Somewhere around there is when I started the brand.
So, I mean, it's definitely a brand though, because I mean it's grown to a massive amount. I mean, you've got to have people reaching out to you now, don't you?
Yeah. And I mean, it's the point where I kind of treat it like a brand. You know, it's a business. So, I have to treat it that way. But it's my business and it's my brand, so I can do, you know, whatever the fuck I want with it, because that's kind of how I came out of the gate with it.
Yeah.
Love that.
I mean, that's kind of the funnest part about the whole thing, man. It's like so many people take posting their food pictures on Instagram so serious. And I mean, I even find myself accidentally kind of falling into that category too sometimes. It just sometimes doesn't seem like real life, you know?
Right. I mean, well, that's the nature of the restaurant business too, is, you know, you want the people to be excited about the food that you're posting and come get it, and you know, so you can pay your bill.
Yeah, I guess. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you, it's a great marketing tool for sure, but, you know, someone is going to, like, end up saying to you, like, hey, could you come do what you do to my restaurant food? And that's going to blow up, I'm telling you.
Oh, so that's what I do for that's my job. So I'm the marketing director for a restaurant group. And that encompasses running their social media, website, graphics, you know, anything that really pertains to marketing.
No, I meant they're going to want you to be the vulgar chef to their food, and that's their gimmick.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, you know, I've had a couple of people, you know, kind of reach out and want to do that. It's just, you know, that's not for me.
Wow, so you don't want to go, like take apart their hamburger or whatever and make their own thing out of it. You want to do your own thing with it.
Yeah. That's like my wheelhouse.
Nice. Well, dude, this is fantastic. I love the fact that you just go on there and do whatever you want. Some of these posts I've looked at on your account, I got to be honest with you, I mean, I can see how it incites anger to people, no doubt about it. Where does some of these ideas come from?
Honestly, mostly I have a, you know, I keep a little list of ideas and shit like that. But most of them, it just comes out of nowhere, and it's just usually I just have to act on it at the moment and just fucking and just let it ride and see what happens. And I mean, it usually works out pretty well.
I mean, bro, the hot dogs and pickles and gelatin in the cake pan, are you kidding me?
So I mean, with that one, I kept seeing like these old like fucking gelatin recipes that were like done in those pans. I'm like, all right, well, I can do this, and we already know the ingredients that I work with, so let's just put all that together, fucking package it up, and give the people what they want.
So freaking funny! I love it. That's amazing.
I just love that you eat it too. That always makes me happy to watch you.
That's my number one thing. If I'm gonna make, I have to try it. I can't just be making this shit.
Yeah.
And fucking just making it for Instagram for fucking cute little likes and whatnot. You know, in it to win it.
Fuck yeah. So how long were you doing this though? Like just pissing people off before you felt like you were like semi-successful or successful or whatever. You know what I mean? Like before it was like this is my job. Like, how long were you just, like, posting as the Vulgar Chef being like, ah, fuck you, I don't give a shit. Like...
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Once other brands started reaching out and wanting to, like, just work a little bit, it was at that point, I was like, okay, I can kind of steer this in one direction or steer in another direction, so it's really up to me at the end of the day, you know.
Bro, can we talk about these wings you made with the Mountain Dew Code Red?
Yeah, we can.
What is the story with this? Tell me about them.
Bro, I want to tell you about them, but I also have no fucking clue how I did it.
Okay. So I know some big bigwigs at Pepsi. You understand how much they would love this?
I think I brined them in the Mountain Dew, and then I might have boiled them in Mountain Dew, and then I reduced the Mountain Dew to like a glaze. There was a lot of fucking Mountain Dew going on there.
Now, after you brine them in Mountain Dew, do they turn red?
Yeah, they got a little red, but I put a little food coloring in with the brine too.
Damn. I mean, I'm looking at the picture. These are some red ass wings right here.
Yeah, a lot of that's food coloring, but that's, you know.
How do they taste?
I mean, they taste like shit. If I'm being completely honest, they tasted like fucking shit.
Oh my god! My other one of my favorites is when you want Cheerios, you also want nachos, and you're a pile of shit. This is amazing. I mean, it seems like it would make sense, but how was that? Was it terrible too?
I mean. You've had Cheerios before and you've had nachos. Just imagine those together. It's, you know, it ain't fucking terrible, but it ain't great.
Dude, your powers of description and your mastery of the English language makes me so jealous.
it's that's what you get when you just consume too much fucking fast food and marijuana.
Don't make you a bad person.
No, not at all.
Dude, this is so funny. So, and you've also got some great gear, like your hashtag Eat Like Shit, which, by the way, is my favorite hashtag in the world right now. And so many of my friends do follow you. Getting some great merch up there, too. This is all available on the website, right?
Yeah. If you go to the website, I got the little merch store that's through Teespring. So, yeah, there's some merch if, you know, people want to rock some hot fucking threads. For hot dog summer, we got you covered.
Wait a minute, this is hot dog summer. I didn't know that, Jeffy. Were you aware of this?
No, I wasn't aware of this. But I love hot dog summer,
Dave.
I feel like every summer is hot dog summer, though, isn't it?
Kinda.
Yeah,
Dave.
I don't know what they keep saying. Hot girl summer. I don't know. It's hot dog summer.
Dave, I know you're a big fan of this dude. You've been following him for a long time. As a chef, do you look at this stuff? Do you still get angry now, or are you past the anger and just laugh?
See, here's like, all right. See, now it's like I feel like I have to apologize for some of my comments.
Oh, uh oh.
But, no, I try to, like I said, there are some things I'm like, I would eat that. And then there's other things I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, there's like, it's like someone, it's sometimes it's like food for someone who's like locked in prison for like smuggling 1,000 pounds of weed or something, if that makes any sense. Because like the pickles and Slim Jims.
Yo, I think he'd be a hit in prison, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. It would be like, you could open your own like commissary snack shop.
I mean,
but bro, there's this dude on fucking I don't know how these guys they get the phones in prison. There's this dude I'm following on TikTok, dude. He's in prison and he just does like fucking prison cell cooking, dude. It's amazing.
Yo, bro,
hold on, Jeffy, hold on. Kyle, the video of you putting the mayonnaise in the chocolate fountain. Like, and you're married, right? You have a wife?
I got a wife. I got some kids.
How do they even still like you? A miracle. You got Miracle Whip in a chocolate fountain. You're dipping cookies and pickles in it.
They just come in. It doesn't even faze them anymore when they come in the kitchen and see some fucking wildness going on.
Oh, my God.
Yep. There's dad. He's just fucking doing what he's doing.
This is fantastic.
So, I have a question. The urinal cake, did you actually grab that fucking, like, was that a new urinal cake, or was that, like, I walked into a bar and grabbed a urinal cake?
Oh, you want all my fucking dark little secrets, do ya? yeah, you want to know something funny, dude? The only way for me to do that, I had to order a fucking case of 24 urinal cakes from Amazon to pull that little stunt off. God.
What are you going to do with them? You put them in your own toilet?
I had a fucking box of urinal cakes.
Wow.
What was that?
Holy shit.
You can't put them in your toilet because you can't shit on them. That's terrible.
That's right. So, yeah, I had a plan how to, you know, go in there, make it look like I'm grabbing an old fucking dirty
Get a hanger and, like, poke a hole in the urinal cake, right? And then you hang it off the side of the toilet, in the toilet somehow.
Yeah, I could
throw it in the tank.
Too, but, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Throw it in the back of the tank. There you go.
Yeah.
Top tank.
The Jell-O top and cream tank. Cheese. What is this story?
What do you got?
The Jell-O and cream cheese. You have some Jell-O, and you have a cream cheese packet open up, and they're all red.
What the fuck did I do?
It's November 5th, 2020. You literally have a Jell-O package, some Philadelphia cream cheese. You gave no comment, and the best thing is, the first comment I see is some guy going unfollowed. That makes me so happy.
Oh, dude, I don't even know what the fuck it is.
I mean,
see, that's what happens when you post so much trash content. It's just like, it all just gets fucking wound together.
Now, is it all trash, or has there been some hits? Is that something that you're like, man, this is delicious?
I mean, there's always hits because I like to, you know, I like to play like both sides of it. I like to give it like a shock value kind of side.
Sure.
With the content where it's just going to be something, you know, kind of fucking absurd. But then if you go through some of the stuff, it's like, you know, I'll do like I think one of my favorites is like the Glumky burger that I did, where it just, you know, it was Glumky shaped like a burger patty between buns, you know?
Damn.
Nice.
That was delicious.
I'm a big fan of the red velvet corn dog, too. That's hysterical.
Oh, so that's like one of my, that's like when I first got started. That was one of the first recipes I put out that were like, you know, fucking BuzzFeed wanted to know about it, and like Thrillist and all those old, like, you know, those media brands and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, that's a VC classic.
Well, let's just talk about some real shit here for a minute when it comes down to this. So, is this actually become a source of income for you yet?
Consistently, no. But I mean, I don't really do a lot of brand, any like sponsored shit, just because I just because I don't really.
It's been offered though, I'm assuming.
But, I do shit for you know, for a lot of the brands that I've fucked with for a long time. yeah, it's not, I'm not like selling ad space on my fucking page or anything like that, or just, you know, I'm not just, I'm taking money from anyone who comes to me, you know, because they want to fucking advertise something.
Hey, if they want to give you money, you take it, bro. You never know when that shit's gonna end.
Right.
When you get it younger, yeah, take the money when you get
like,
it, bro.
To me, it's just more about like an integrity thing for me. Like, it's just the brand. Like, I hate watching a brand wash out with paid advertisements for fucking Bumble and Hitch and this shit like that.
I hear you, and I get where you're coming from.
But what about a fleshlight? What if you can get a fleshlight on there?
The man puts Miracle Whip in a chocolate fountain. I mean, come
exactly
on, bro.
Why a fleshlight, I think, would sell.
Take the money when you can.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Although, you know, you could use one of those as a mold for like a corn dog or something.
You know, I gotta be honest, Kyle. My favorite part of your page is reading the comments and you telling people to fuck themselves.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's my customer service. That's my customer service model. I'm trying to get the restaurants to adapt that service model, but they don't want to hear me out.
That's old school, bro. Customers are not right in this place.
No, you know? They're never fucking right. They're a bunch of fucking mutants.
Mutants.
Dude, well, Jeffy, throw that man's Instagram. He doesn't need our help with his Instagram, but I mean,
absolutely, but it's The Vulgar Chef. At The Vulgar Chef, drop in his DM, send him your creepy food pics. I'm sure he'd dig it.
Yeah.
Tell him what's up, you know, and check out thevulgarchef.com. Check out what he's up to, see what he's doing, check out when his next pop-up might be, where you can go check out, eat some of this weird shit that he's going to throw down, some fucking mac and cheese sushi.
You know what just cracks me up, Jeffy, is I was just scrolling through the man's post right here, and, you know, literally, I've been trying to get my Instagram verified for a year now. I'm on television. I'm on the radio. I've been submitted for Emmys. I mean, you name it. I'm on the TV every single week. This dude got verified. I'll tell you, October 24th, 2020, he posts a gingerbread man cutout of a piece of bread with some mayonnaise on it, and he goes, LOL, Instagram verified me. It just makes me happy when things like that happen. It's so great.
I don't know who the fuck is running their verification process over there, but yeah, they fucked up a little bit on that one, I think.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm gonna take it, but yeah someone over there probably out of a job right now.
I don't know. It's just crazy. That's so funny, bro. I think it's amazing. Dude, you're killing it, man. I love it. I think you got to make as much money from this while you can, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. No, we do all right with the brand, my friend.
Good. Dude, good. That's
you can't even help it. This is like, it's just streaming content of fucking food aggressions.
Yeah, it's just a fucking long fart of content. That's all it is.
Dude, that's awesome. Hysterical. October 15th, 2020. It's a hot dog and a hot dog.
And
then my favorite is the actual Slim Jim account chimes in, Glizzy. That's the best. I mean, you've made it, bro. I don't know what else you can do in life. This is it.
I got the Slim Jim stamp of approval, dude. They're all over the content, dude. It's awesome. It's so funny to see a brand like that, like, just milling around on my page, leaving comments.
That is incredible. Look at you. Do they send you product to use?
No, dude. And I hit them up for one of the dinners I did, and I wanted to get a bunch of fucking. It's probably my fault. I asked them if I could get ground Slim Jim meat by the pound.
Jesus. What'd they say?
Nah, they didn't get back to me.
What?
They didn't get back to me.
What?
Yeah, I know.
So what did you do? You just buy Slim Jims and grind them up?
Yeah, I had to buy fucking like 400 Slim Jims and peel each one out of the wrapper and grind it up myself.
That's amazing. Yeah. What did you make with that?
It's called prep.
Prep. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, brother. That's awesome. Hey, listen, it's you live in Connecticut now, brother. You got to get a contact. I mean, Hummel hot dogs are made in New Haven. They're some of the best hot dogs on the planet. I'd get you in touch with them. They would love you.
Talk to me about New Haven, because I'm there like fucking 3 times a week, man. What am I eating down there?
Pizza. Some of the best pizza in the world comes from there. Jeffy won't agree with me, but it's true.
I know that. I agree.
Louis Lunch. You been to Louis Lunch yet?
I've done Louis. You know what I like is right down the street from Louis is Mecha. I don't know if you've ever been.
Yep.
One of my fucking favorites, dude.
Great spot. Olives and Oil from our good brother John Brennan, and of course you got to check out, if you haven't done so yet, Elm City Social, another great restaurant down there.
Yeah. So it's funny you guys were talking about a Black Hog earlier, and Tyler. I know Tyler. He runs we have a smaller micro brewery at the Bear Smokehouse location down there.
Oh yeah.
So I know Tyler. I know some of the Black Hog guys. That's cool.
They make great beer, dude. Tyler's a good brother.
Tyler is good people.
Yeah, and he's an amazing disc golf player. Apparently, we're supposed to play disc golf this fall.
What? Yeah, I keep putting up the fucking disc golf videos, dude. I gotta go check that out.
Damn right.
I want to play disc golf. I've never played. I'd be dog shit probably.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. I'd be fucking terrible.
I'll get wick. I could do really a lot of drunk things though.
So we were talking a little bit about the angry comments that you get on the page and how your response to them. You just don't care. We love it, but we actually have one of our good brothers here on the program who's angry, who wants to talk to you. Can you? Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
He's a sweetheart of a human being, but Chef Dan, are you with us?
Yo, I'm here. I can't believe it took you this long to get me onto this with this guy. Like, you know, this guy like is provoking all kind of thoughts in my brain. Like, I'm looking through his Instagram, and I'm like, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm just learning about you right now. And as a chef of doing all the things that I love and being that guy that, like, I'm always trying to set my plate up and I want it to be beautiful. And then I first see your pictures and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I'm conflicted and I'm like, hold up. That don't sound half bad. I'm like, fuck. Yo. So it starts fucking with me. I'm feeling like I'm getting, like, hitting from all angles. And I'm like, all right, no. I can't like you. So I flick through some more. And I'm seeing some shit. And the Cheerios with the meat on top to make the tacos. I was like, honestly, that sounds fucking awesome.
Dude, that texture, right? You get that crunch in there. It kind of works.
Yo, yeah. It's like Frito pie. You take the Fritos and you put it in, you get the texture. So if you use like the Honey Nut Cheerios, oh, man, my hat off to you, man, for just saying, for putting these crazy things out there, not giving a fuck, doing your thing, handling business. I give you all the props in the world, man. What you're doing is fucking awesome. Sorry,
I appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words, my friend.
You have no idea how bad I thought that was going to go, and it didn't go bad at all. Like, I thought for sure Dan's going to be calling, he's going to be an ass to this dude it's hard to when you
ass.
Yeah, I don't know. You just never know.
I thought he was going to drop a daniloquy.
A daniloquy or maybe a danalog.
A danalog. He'd drop a danalog on you, and then we don't know what happened.
That's crazy talk. Yo, so Kyle, how long can we do this, man? Is this sustainable? Can this go on for years, you think, bro?
If I continue to brand it in a direction that's manageable for me, yeah, absolutely. I don't see why not, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with this at all. I mean, I think there's so many things you can do with it, so many options. You talked about doing some pop-up dinners, right? How's that gone?
Yeah, so I did a Christmas dinner in Hartford. I did a 420 dinner in Hartford. I've done a few happy hour menus. And they all do really well. The dinners were sellouts. Both were fucking just a great time.
How many people?
And it's 50 people each dinner.
Yeah, that's a good number. That's a good number.
So, and it's just, for me, it's, you know, we get, I like to razzle dazzle, give people the razzle dazzle. You know, you're coming to a dinner, you know, we're going to give you that hot fucking trash, but you're still going to leave happy, you know?
It's called catertainment, baby.
That's it.
Catertainment. Here we go.
Hey, this is what Kyle gets that you don't, that you and Dan don't, and Dave don't get, Jeffy. It's, you got to razzmatazz him. You got to get out there and do the show. Listen, come out there, Show them the magic trick. Be David Blaine, but just don't show them how you do it.
That's right. Put on my little put on my little hat, do my little dance, and fucking be done with it.
That's right. Take that paycheck and go home.
That's it.
Well, look, we got to get you doing some little bit for you. You're going north to Hartford. You got to come down to Fairfield County and get you some. Dude, these people, they'd kill for it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I gotta. Now that I'm, into Connecticut, I gotta start venturing out. And I don't go much further than New Haven, really. At this point, you know.
Well, New Haven's a great spot, man. It's a fantastic spot, actually. But where are you originally from?
I'm from Westfield, Massachusetts.
Okay. Yep. Nice.
Which is like 20 minutes from where I am now. So.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I just dipped my toes into Connecticut.
Hey, it's a great spot, man. I never thought I'd feel so good, strong about it as I do, but it's a good spot. Jeff, are you even trying to move here?
I'm liking it more and more.
Did we lose Jeff?
You can't hear me?
Well, no, it was like a 30-second delay before you answered me.
No, I was talking. You couldn't hear me?
Vitamins kicking in, Jeffy.
No, my vitamins have been in. I stay vitamined up. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Bro, this shit that you do, though, man, like, some of it's fucking crazy. Like, the fucking donuts, Chinese food on them. Did you make those?
Oh, yeah, the Chinese food donuts. Yeah, see, so, like, that, if I look back at, like, those types of recipes, that's when I was just, like, trying to flex, like, my creative muscles, like, as much as I could. And it was, you know, I was making, like, this wild content, but it wasn't really, like, the vulgar chef type of content, I guess you could say. At least that's how I felt. It was just more like, what the fuck is going on here type of, you know. I wasn't getting that reaction that I'm looking for, where people will go, they're grossed out at first, and then they go, oh, wait a minute, and then they go back to being grossed out, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm just flabbergasted by is that if people get grossed out, but they still tend to follow you and keep following you, and you're about to hit 200,000 followers with this, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty close.
That's just, you gotta, in your brain, you gotta be like, this is crazy talk. If I ever thought about putting SpaghettiOs in a taco and thought it'd give me 200,000 followers, I never thought I'd be there.
No, dude, especially when none of this was ever, like, fucking, like, planned. It was never like, okay, I'm going to start this food brand called The Vulgar Chef, and I'm going to, this is what's going to happen over the next couple of years. It just all happened, like, on accident, dude.
Listen, you putting a straw in a hot dog, there's nothing I want to see less than that in my life. But for some reason, I can't stop watching it.
I want to unpack what he just said, though.
We will.
So you didn't create the Vulgar Chef, as a brand. You just were doing it to fuck around.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk shit about like diet fads and shit.
I think you missed that mark, brother.
I ended up doing like a few crummy recipes and put them on Instagram, and then. Like one of them went, like one of my first couple posts went viral. I was like, I had no idea even what viral was. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, hey,
like, I got
Kyle,
people
really quick,
from all sorts
Kyle, really quick, just elaborate on that 1 second so people understand what viral means. What's considered viral?
Viral is, I'm not sure what the numbers are exactly, but for me back then, it was like, you know, my post was hitting like reaching like a million, 2 million, 3 million people just on the reach alone.
Yeah, that's viral.
And I had like maybe 800 followers, most of which were like people that I knew.
This is crazy.
So from there, I just kind of let it fucking ride.
Damn, that's insane! Imagine reaching a million people like that. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah, like I said, dude, I had no idea about any of that shit. Why I have all these, like, you know, ABC News and these people emailing me wanting me to talk about the fucking picture and everything.
Because we're all fat kids at heart, man. You just touch us with some special.
It.
He puts like cheese and fucking raviolis in between two pieces of fried bread. Dip it in some fucking more marinara sauce. I'll fuck with you. I see you.
Yeah, man. You gotta lock in a presentation too with this food too. That's the thing.
Oh, it's all part of it, man. Presentation, service. I'm with you.
That's it.
Or just pour a bunch of cold red Mountain Dew of this shit. The hell with it. Yo, dude, your shirt that you're wearing, the ketchup shirt, is that on your store? Because I'm gonna purchase that if it is. I love it.
Yeah, dude, that is on the store. Yeah, it is.
Do you design all the merch, or somebody else do it?
No, I do, man. There's a few designs on there. Like, there's a zombie hamburger one, and then there's a ramen. There's like a little ramen zombie one. Those were done by a couple of artists. The other shit is just me dicking around in Photoshop.
Dude, the ketchup show is fantastic. I love it.
Oh, yeah. People go nuts for that one, dude.
Hey, bro, before we get you out of here, and I can't thank you enough for your time. You're so fun to talk to. It cracks me up how much you've built a brand out of this, and I love it. Like, it's just so fantastic. And I think that no matter what, you keep doing what you're doing, no matter how much people piss you off. Dave, there's a couple comments you were looking through on the Instagram feed that of people saying terrible things to this dude. You got them in front of you?
Yeah.
I just want to hear them, and then tell me what post they're on. I want to hear Kyle just kind of react to him and see what he says, because I'm sure you get enough comments. You can't see them all.
No, I don't try to.
Yeah, so this may be somebody's chance. Dave, what do you got, buddy?
So it's the pine cone on a bun, pretty much.
Oh, that's the banh mi. It's the pine cone banh mi.
The pine cone banh mi.
Of course.
There's a couple like unfollows, and then one person even said you're going to hell for that one. So I was like, all right.
It's pretty rough, man.
Oh, there's a ton of rough ones. So, there's actually one thing I do want to talk about. Like, I like how you're calling people out, like, on them, like Duff Goldman with your mashed potato macaroni and chicken wing cake. That actually looks baller. I'd fuck with that. But, and then how you just tag Michelin star all the time.
Dude, I'm dying. I'm dying for one of them to tell me to fuck off.
So, and then you do what is this? The orange juice and toothpaste fucking Jell-O, I think? Or is that like a popsicle?
Oh, yeah. No, it was Jell-O. Okay. It's Jell-O, dude. It's like a cupcake.
All right.
That's terrible. Why would anybody want that?
So there's oh, some people, like, there's one that says, this makes me physically ill. There's another one, it's like, absolutely fucking trash. Morally bankrupt. I love it.
Morally bankrupt. So, that should be on the shirt. That's fantastic. Dude.
There's one person, you are the devil, no? So it's just, yeah. Oh, my disappointment is immeasurable and my night is ruined.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and there's.
Yeah, I tend to ruin a lot of people's times on the internet.
Look, yeah, it happens.
It would make me so happy if someone told me I ruined their night. I'd be like, mission accomplished.
Right? That's what it is. Like, fuck, I did something.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. They always say, as long as you affect one person in this lifetime, you've done something. I think you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I got it in the fucking bag.
One that really hurts my heart, though. I'm just gonna be straight up. Is the Rice Krispie Treats with fucking hot dogs. Because I love Rice Krispie Treats and I love hot dogs, but I don't know about them being together.
Dude, that one, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. That one, it wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad.
Damn.
All right.
It really wasn't, man. It really wasn't. I thought, I went into that one, I was like, this, I'm going to fucking puke after this. This is going to be horrible. I know it. I took a bite, took another bite. I was like, this kind of fucking works.
Did you use marshmallows?
Fluff.
Wow. Okay. Smart. All right.
Fuck them. Dude, if you're making Rice Krispie treats and you're using marshmallows, man, you gotta get fucked, man. Get fluffed, dude. Fluffed.
Yo, this next on my agenda for sure, no doubt about it. I'm down. Hey, who commented on your post that you were most surprised to see, like, since you started this whole thing? Like, who were you like, oh my god, this person saw me?
Oh, fuck, dude. There's so many, like, now if I think about it, there's so many, like Sunny Anderson, she's a G, she comments every now and then. Adam Richman.
Yeah, Adam's a good dude.
Dude, and I've gotten to speak with him a few times just over like Instagram and shit, and he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Christy Mack, for some reason. Yeah, man, just, you know, one of like the Epic Mealtime dudes, like those are old school dudes who, like, you know, they like kind of started Harley, the whole fucking trash food. Yeah, like Harley and Josh and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Josh is a good dude. I like Josh a lot. We've got a lot of mutual friends. I was trying to get him on the show. I sent him a DM and we talked for a minute and then he stopped talking to me. So I don't know if I said something terrible or maybe I insulted
Canadians. Probably listened to the show.
I probably insulted Canadians or something.
I got to meet him once and hang out with, actually, and smoke a joint with him. So,
oh, nice.
He's a good dude.
I love joints. Let's do that,
dude. That's legal.
In Connecticut, bro.
Jeffy, tell them where they can find out more stuff about the Vulgar Chef. Where they can follow him at.
Well, it's interesting because if you want to find more about the Vulgar Chef, you'll go to thevulgarchef.com, and if you want to find him on Instagram, you're going to go to @TheVulgarChef.
That's it. Find him there. Bam! Get some of that great merch he's got out there. That merch looks fantastic, brother. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, the ketchup shirt is hilarious.
You're such a nice guy. You're such a friendly human being. I love the fact you come on here and just we'll talk nonsense with us, man. It means the world to come on here and just, you know, answer stupid questions. It feels like we're talking to a rock band. We're like, hey, remember when you made this picture?
Nope, just talking to a fucking stoned idiot.
Hey, it sounds like my life talking to every single one of my friends. It's
I was going to say, I'm high as fuck. I'm about to have a peanut butter and cheese sandwich.
See, there you go.
Hey, last one for me, and then the boys got a question. We'll jump to it. What's coming up next? What else can you do, and can we see something with pizza?
With pizza, yeah. I mean, I don't really have anything set next, but I'm definitely looking to do, now that fucking the whole COVID thing's done, I'm definitely looking to do more pop-up type stuff, even if I can do some smaller, even like food festival type stuff.
Right.
Definitely in Connecticut, definitely Hartford or New Haven.
Keep in touch. I can probably help with that.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's it. That's really it right now. It's just trying to figure out what I want to do for the rest of the year.
So I'm one of the featured guys at Mohegan Sun Food and Wine every year. We should get you involved in that.
Bro, I fucking I went, well, not last year with COVID, but the 2 years before that, because I don't know, what did we do? We catered like the fucking one of the dinners or something the night before the festival. So, I mean, we're always
Bears.
There.
Yeah, Bears was there. Y'all, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm always there fucking milling around anyway.
Nah, we need to get you there as Vulgar Chef, though, and come do something with us.
Yeah, get me up on that stage next to my boy fucking Chef Brian Duffy.
Duffy, you like Duffy? Or? I can never tell people being sarcastic.
No. I've got to chalk it up with him a few times. He's all right, dude.
Duffy's all right. He's a good dude, man. Yeah. So I last year, the last time I was there, I host the Coca-Cola stage, and we were at the celebrity chef dining around, and we do all the events. It's a lot of fun. But I think this coming year, we're gonna have a much bigger presence and doing some things here with this podcast, and maybe getting you involved might be a lot of fun. So, you know,
absolutely.
We'll see. Stay in touch, bro. Hit me back on the Instagram.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dude, I probably fucking... What'd you have at the diner? What were you serving?
Bro, last year you were there, we were out front, and we had an oyster shooter that had, like, cilantro boba in it. And then...
Yeah, dude.
What else did we do, Jeffy?
It was the G&T oyster shooter with cilantro boba, and then we did... Oh, what else was it?
Some shrimp.
We did something with shrimp.
With the powdered bacon pixie dust.
Yeah, but it was something. It was something else too.
And then, the year before,
it's something else with gin, didn't it?
Yeah,
and then gin and tonic shooter with the oyster.
We were working with Hendrix, which was pretty cool. And then the year before that, bro, we deep fried a whole cheeseburger and gave that to people. It was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
It was awesome.
Yeah, dude, I remember. With Alabama comeback sauce.
Oh, it was
dude, I remember that. I might have a picture of that on my fucking phone somewhere too.
Sick. That's awesome.
And we were hawking it like pro wrestlers.
Oh yeah, I'm out there cutting promos nonstop on people. I can't help myself.
You got to get into it,
dude. If you're gonna do it. You know, Dan, you got anything before we get Kyle out of here?
Yeah, I just have one question, and it seems like you understand a lot about hot dogs, so I'm curious to know your opinion, because I'm sure you've put hot dogs on numerous sorts of breads, and I would wonder, do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
Oh, God damn it. Fuck you, Dan. Sorry.
I don't think I've ever had this fucking question asked of me or ever even had to debate it. I mean, for me, it's just a hot dog's a hot dog.
That's the other answer? A hot dog's a fucking hot dog. It's not a sandwich. It's a fucking hot dog.
Bro, we did the show on my show Seasoned on WNPR, and I'm asking the Hummel hot dog guy. I asked Mickey Sudo, the world champion hot dog eater, and so far everybody says it's a sandwich.
Oh,
fucking,
yeah. I hate this.
Mickey's good shit, too.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Oh,
Dan, sorry, Jeffy, anything left? You want to get out there to Kyle before we get him out of here?
No, man, I'm just a big fan. I love all the Inception shit you do. You know, like the grilled cheese sandwich filled with cheese, mac and cheese, stuffed with more cheese out of a can.
Dude, you're killing it. We're all big fans, man. We wish you nothing but the best. We want much success to you, and look forward to seeing you on down the road and doing something cool. You never know.
Yeah, man. Let's do some Connecticut shit.
I'm down.
Fuck yeah, sure. Nutmeg, bro. Nutmegs for life.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Live, laugh, about. Love.
What? No, don't say that, Jeffy. You make it sound terrible. Like, give the man socials.
Yeah, that's what you. No, that's what you do in Connecticut. Yes, it is. Yo, holler at our new best friend at the Vulgar Chef right now on his Instagram. Dropping his DMs. Slam him with some fat glizzy pics. He loves that. It's his favorite. Get on there, thevulgarchef.com. Follow him there. Look for his next pop-up. Look for him doing big things all over the place. Maybe he'll help you out. Holler at him. Tell him you want to give him money for him to make him famous, and he'll do that. He's good at that shit.
There it is. Kyle, you are the man, brother. We really enjoyed this. This was awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, this was fantastic, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Bro, anytime, the door is always open. We'll catch up down the road for sure, bro. We got to get through this. We got 2 months of crazy busy for me and Jeff, but after that, the door is wide open.
Dude, we got to do the Vulgar Chef pop up in the Hamptons.
Oh, that might Let's do it, dude. I'll
offer Slim Jim fucking sliders to everybody.
Dude, we will crush it in Montauk with fucking vulgar fucking chef food and beers.
Yo, but we make everybody dress in like white linen. They have to or they can't get in.
Yeah, it's like the white party. Yeah, well, we can't say that anymore.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Or denim.
The denim. Ooh, the denim party.
Oh, I love it.
No, it's the denim dinner.
The denim dinner.
Oh shit,
that's awesome. Yo, Kyle, you're the man, bro. We'll hit you up on Instagram. Look forward to seeing you on down the road, my friend. Keep continued success. Can't wait to hang out again.
All right, guys. Take care. Yeah.
Be good, brother. There he goes. Give it up for him, the Vulgar Chef. Yeah. Attaboy, brother. Woo! That dude's awesome. That dude is fantastic, man. What a great dude, man. Love that conversation. He's really cool, Jeffy. Good get there, bro.
No, he's awesome,
man.
I'm telling you, I've been following him for a while. He's hilarious, and he's a kindred spirit, and he gives zero fucks, and that's what I really dig about him.
Big fan, man. I like that dude a lot. Hey, big shout out to Dan and Dave for joining us here on the program tonight, boys. Much appreciate to you guys. I got a hard out tonight, man, so I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Big shout out to our good friend, the Vulgar Chef. Thanks for joining us tonight. He was a lot of fun to hang out with and talk to. Follow him at the Vulgar Chef on Instagram and check out his website, Jeffy. What's that website?
TheVulgarChef.com.
TheVulgarChef.com. Check him out right there. And yeah, he's got some great gear, so check it out there. Don't forget to also go to chefplum.com/store. There's great gear there as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's some amazing gear. There's about 8 or 9 shirt designs that will tantalize you and excite you if you go there.
Fantastic.
Buy one for your mother. She'll appreciate it.
She'll love it. She would absolutely love a weight mop shirt, no doubt about it. Hey, for all the good brothers here. For all the good brothers here, it's your boy Chef Plum. We appreciate you guys joining us here on the program tonight. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. And we'll see you guys next week. Big shout out to the Vulgar Chef. Have a great week, folks. Sour and funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and
space is the place. Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters. Do you think I'm crazy? I'm crazy.